Hello again, everybody. Nice to have you joining with us. Not all that long ago, just a day or two ago, we talked about some pen knives and how the pen knife is mentioned in Scripture. And there's a very famous pen knife manufacturer from the United States of America, and they're known as Buck Knives. And there's a famous little yellow box with the Buck symbol on it, and that's what the knife comes in. And I, over the years, have collected a couple of Buck knives. There's another box somewhere that I must have laid aside. Oh, here it is over here. Slightly newer box. And they're a lovely little knife. There's one there, a little Stockman knife. All high quality, made in America, stainless steel. And nice little wooden polished panellings on it. So that's a personal favourite of mine. Got that in the holidays one year. Here's another one. Slightly cheaper one, but bigger blade, and that's a nice little knife as well. And then this tiny little one here, that's a Buck knife as well. But the interesting thing is, if you buy a Buck knife, you get it in this little yellow box. They're made in the United States of America. You can just see that in the end of the box there. But whenever you open it up, there's a little guarantee inside. And it's written by Chuck Buck, who is the owner and the chairman of Buck Knives. And there's a little message inside from the Buck family. Just want to read this message. I'll just hold up the knife at the same time. If this is your first Buck knife, welcome aboard. You're now part of a very large family. We think of each one of our users as a member of the Buck Knives family. Now that you are family, you might want to know a little bit more about us. The fantastic growth of Buck Knives Incorporated was no accident. From the beginning, we determined to make God the senior partner. In a crisis, the problem was turned over to him, and he hasn't failed to help us with the answer. Each knife must reflect the integrity of management. If sometimes we fail in our end because we are human, we find it imperative to do our utmost to make it right. If any of you are troubled or perplexed and looking for answers, may we invite you to look to him, for God loves you. Chuck Buck, chairman, owner of Buck Knives. And then there's a verse of scripture that's very well known. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I just thought that was a wonderful wee way of getting the gospel out, because everybody likes a Buck knife, and it's lovely just whenever you open that little box that you realize this is a family business, Christian family. They've brought God very much into their business, and they want that to be reflected in how they conduct themselves. And then the greatest verse of the gospel, to explain the gospel, John 3 verse number 16. And the lovely thing about John 3:16 is whenever you respond to it in your heart and in your life, and you realize that God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten son to die for you, that if you believe in him, you will not perish, but you personally will have everlasting life. You, in the most real sense of the phrase, you become a member of a family. You become a member of God's family. The Bible says that we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, and we're adopted into the family and fold of God. And so I don't know if you know much about pen knives, but if you do, Buck Knives, very high quality little knife, and yet that lovely gospel message inside. A verse that we know so well, John 3 and verse 16. I trust that you experience the reality of it in your life at this time. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us.